This medical update on KRDO is sponsored by DaVita Medical Group.
And joining us this morning, Dr. Sharon McKelvey, Family Medicine. She's with the Monument Office off of Jackson Creek Parkway for DaVita Medical Group. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for joining us this morning. And of course, last week we talked about screening methods for breast cancer during Breast Cancer Awareness Month. This week, though, let's focus on some common types of breast cancer and how they affect the body. So let's start with, what is the most common type of breast cancer?
So fortunately, the most common type is what we call DCIS, or ductal carcinoma in situ. And what that means is, it's breast cancer that starts in the ducts, but that is not spread. So fortunately, the most common type we see is usually breast cancer that is not spread, is not invasive throughout the body.
Okay. And then what are some other types of breast cancer?
And we do have invasive ductal carcinoma, invasive lobular carcinoma are the main ones. We have some very less common ones, some inflammatory breast cancer, some Paget's disease. Those are much less common.
And how often do you recommend screening at different ages?
Absolutely. So in general, the general screening recommendations are going to be for women between ages 40 to 74. It's every 1 year to every 2 years. And that's just general recommendations. Certainly, if there's family history, if you're at increased risk, you talk to your physician and decide if you need to be screened more frequently.
So what are some of signs that women need to, and men even need to look for, what kind of symptoms do they need to watch out for?
Oh, absolutely. Great question. So usually we recommend that women and men, you're right, do breast exams. So breast lump would probably be the most common, but you also want to look at skin changes. Are there changes in their skin, in the skin around the breast? Is there discharge from the breast? Is there pain? But pain is not a real common one. It's more going to be, is there a lump? And now most lumps are not cancers. So we try and tell women, don't panic, but definitely if it's there, maybe wait a day or two, check again. But if it stays there, definitely get all lumps or changes looked at.
Okay. And there are any other signs or symptoms that they need to watch out, that folks need to watch out for?
Well, those are the more common ones. And again, many times the great thing is with the screening we have and with the excellent technology, we're finding these cancers before there's any symptoms. So most women won't even have symptoms, but we'll be able to spot them on the mammograms. Again, the mammogram is the number one screening that we, at DaVita Medical Group, we highly recommend.
Right.
And the earlier you catch it, the better the prognosis, correct?
Oh, absolutely. So you had asked about other signs. Certainly, if you noticed unexpected weight loss, significant bone pain, if there's other severe fatigue, those may be signs of late stages of breast cancer.
Okay, doctor. And if folks have more questions, they can reach out, of course.
Absolutely. Reach out. And I believe on our website, there is some information on breast cancer and on some of the recommendations for screening.
And if you have a question for Dr. Sharon McKelvey, you can go to our website, krdo.com, look under the radio tab and click on Ask the Doctor, and you can send your question in that way. Thank you so much, doctor. We'll talk with you next week.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you so much. It is approaching 6:42 KRDO's Morning News.